Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 39, question 104. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. The fifth commandment, of course, is really very foundational for all of society. Children are born into families, they are brought up in families, and it is in families that they learn some of the most basic lessons they're going to need for the rest of their lives. And the teaching of the fifth commandment is in part that this is how God has decreed it. This is how God ordained that it should be. And so it is in families that children should learn what good authority is, what it means to have somebody who loves for you and cares for you and looks out for you. And of course, they should also learn then that the commands, the directions of the authorities are to be followed in part because they are for our own good. Now, of course, that was articulated in the Heidelberg Catechism in 1563, but German refugee children living in London were learning a very similar lesson in 1551 from the large Emden Catechism, which asks about the violation of the fifth commandment. And the answer is, when from a spirit of pride toward God we despise father and mother, when we are disobedient or ungrateful to them, and has been said above, do not humbly respect, support, and reverence them in all things. It's a little bit more elaborate in that particular document, but you can see that you're really aiming at the same thing. Obedience is always to be not just an external compliance. Obedience is always to be from the heart. So where does true obedience to father and mother arise from? Well, it doesn't primarily arise from, I'm going to get it if I put a toe out of line. It primarily arises from not despising, from honoring, from respecting them. And when we don't have that attitude towards father and mother, we understand that that ultimately arises from a spirit of pride towards God that does not submit to his ordination, to his institution of the family.